United Nations Special Representative to the Secretary General Yann Prunk left Sudan Monday after his mission was terminated by the Sudanese government. Prunk drew the ire of the government by writing on his personal website that the Sudanese army is demoralized after losing two key battles against rebels in Darfur. Partners in Sudan's unity government say the ruling National Congress Party expelled Prunk without their consent. Mohamed Bashir, a spokesman for Darfur's Sudan Liberation Movement, which signed a peace deal with the Sudanese government in May, called the decision a failure on the part of the ruling party.
No matter what Mr. Prunk does or says, he represents the UN and not himself. Under such circumstances, any decision against him should be done after a wider consultation, at least within the government of national unity, and take into consideration the ongoing difficulties between Sudan and the UN.
The former rebel Sudan People's Liberation Movement, which commands an autonomous government in southern Sudan, has also said it was not consulted about the decision. SPLM representatives were not available for comment, but according to news reports, top southern officials have condemned the decision to expel Prunk. The comprehensive peace agreement between the National Congress Party and the SPLM has long been marred by tensions over wealth and power sharing. Southern analyst Abednego Akok of the Juba University Center for Peace and Justice Studies says the decision to expel Prunk may further exacerbate tensions between northern Sudan and its former southern foes.
The NPP has a larger chair in the government, and they can take any decision without referring to any partner. But the transitional government, when they want to take decision, they should consult the other before they take any decision, because this will widen the gap between them.
The United Nations stands behind Prunk, saying it still considers him to be the Secretary General's representative to Sudan. Prunk was a vocal critic of the actions of both the Sudanese government and rebels in Darfur in the wake of continuing violence in the region. In recent weeks, he has suggested the Darfur peace agreement is on the verge of collapse. Noel King for VOA News, Khartoum.